What's up, people? We got a race on our hands, don't we? God damn, this shit is close. I told you that the fucking polling is bullshit.
We estimate here at NBC News, we estimate that Biden has a 177 chance of winning and Trump has a negative 367.
It's like, dude, of course it's going to be close. You know how many closeted fucking Trump voters are out there? There's so many people who just hate. They just hate liberals. They just think we're annoying. And so they're just like, fuck you. I'm voting for Trump just because I don't like you. That's just how it is. So it's a close one, man. And yeah. Who would have known Arizona would have flipped, huh? That's crazy. If the Democrats are able to win Arizona and Georgia, that would just be off the charts a huge deal. Just because, like, those states are so red so much of the time, you know? You really have to give it to Georgia. Like, if Georgia is able to turn blue, that's all Atlanta. Like, that's straight up the sheer will of all the black people in Atlanta coming together. If you look at the polling numbers, too, it's like, like, people under, like, 30... 35, I think. I'm forgetting the exact figure, but if you look at how the youth voted across the country, with like blacks, Asians, and Latinos, it was like all above like 70% voted for Biden. Whereas like with white people, even white young people, it was like 55 to 45. So it's crazy how much the Democrats need minorities. You know, they rely on us. They rely on us to win elections. Like, we are the deciding factor. It also just blows my mind, too. Like, this shit has gotten me so mad at the Electoral College system. Like, it's just infuriating. The fact that, like, so many people living in bumfuck nowhere have such power. It's crazy how much more their vote counts than someone who lives in, like, L.A. or, like, Philadelphia. It doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense whatsoever. It's crazy, too, because the Electoral College system was put in place to protect the minority. But when white people thought of minority back in the day, they didn't think of ethnicity. They thought of small states versus big states. And it was there to protect the minority in terms of the small states so that they wouldn't be subject to the tyranny of the majority. Unfortunately, that shit didn't translate to 2020. I mean, if you translated protecting the minority to 2020, then it would translate to ethnic minority, you know? Protecting the rights of the, like, ethnic minorities, that's within the same spirit of what the Electoral College originally tried to do. But, you know, it's a lost cause at this point. I mean, trying to change the Electoral College system, trying to amend the Constitution is just a shit show. And the chances of that happening are just so small. So, yeah, this thing has gotten really annoying. I mean, listen, I was never one of those people who were like, oh, man, it's 26, like back in 2016, like, there are people who were, like, crying when Trump got elected. Those people are retarded. And I was never one of those people. Just people who think, like, my life is over. Trump is president. People who fucking tweet every day about it. Their whole stand-up act is about Trump. I hate those people. I fucking hate those people. I hate PC culture. But at the same time, it's like, dude, what that dude tried to do last night was fucking unreal. Where he declared victory on the election. And then if you look at his tweets today, it's like he keeps tweeting, there's fraud that's going on. We got to stop the count. all this shit is directly against the spirit of democracy. It's just what Donald Trump does. It's just what he does. And that, you know, all those actions are really pissing me off today. Like, I think this is the first time where I've gotten legitimately angry over what that dude has done. Because before, it was just funny, you know? Like, he had great lines. Him dancing to YMCA, that little dance he did. A lot of people on the internet said he looked like he was jerking off ghosts. That shit was, like, harmless, you know? It's like, whatever, whatever. Just right when he was making fun of Mike Bloomberg, that shit was classic. So funny, dude. It was so funny. But he's really trying to pull some shit. And it's not even like this is inconsistent with the way he has behaved. And it's not even like he's scheming right now and really being like a master planner of how am I able to become a dictator and overthrow the democratic system. He's literally just talking out of his ass. It's fraud. Stop the count. Oh, we're winning. We actually won. And it's the first time where, like, I'm actually seeing, like, who he is, like, so dangerous. Just in terms of, like, the fact that he's not a schemer, but he's just, like, an idiot. And having an idiot in such a powerful position. I mean, before I was like, dude, the president doesn't really matter. But in times like these, like, you're setting an example. And you're setting an example on how, like, democracy should be run. And his followers take him seriously. Like, they take every word that he says seriously. And I think Donald Trump is a guy who probably wasn't taken seriously his entire life. And so that's why every time he spoke, he had to be more extreme just because he knew people wouldn't listen. So in order to get people to actually listen to, like, one of the two words he would say, he had to say some ratchet shit. He had to say some extreme shit. And now he's just in that habit. He's just in that zone, and he just doesn't, he's, like, unaware of the repercussions, you know? Like, it's a good thing that America is such an established democracy because we all know push comes to shove. You know, the election count is over if Joe Biden wins. And there's recounts within, like, the law, and they still say that Biden wins. Trump's going to leave. Like, the army is going to escort him out of office. Like, we have systems in place which will make him leave. And the Supreme Court, you know, is a... established and I think it's a it's enough of a sensible institution where they would make the right call, right? And Congress would make the right call. But think about it in terms of, like, you know, what if America was a government just getting established with their democracy, and you had someone like Trump in office? That's not good. That's something where, like, you know, you get some fucking North Korea type shit out of that. You create, like, a terrible society. So it's like America can never look down at countries that are, like, in turmoil trying to establish democracy again. Because we just had a guy like that, and we got lucky because we had a good lucky streak of people who were sensible and took the office seriously. But, you know, if Donald Trump existed back in, like, the 1800s, who knows what would have happened? So, I don't know, dude. It's, like, it's a fucking shit show. And, yeah, I mean, I think we're all just waiting. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's the fucking cities right now are really keeping the Democrats in the game, and they're really the key paths to victory. You know, the divide between people who live in urban areas and people who live in rural areas is so extreme. And I honestly think that, like, that divide, it was started under the Obama administration. Well, it wasn't started, but, like, it was perpetuated under the Obama administration. And I think Donald Trump just, like, he just fucking took it to a whole nother level. Like, just to unbelievable levels, where he really leaned into the fact that, like, you know, like the KKK, Proud Boys, people who were like outright racist, like he made racism mainstream. So yeah, I mean, dude, Donald Trump, it was funny. It was like funny for 4 years. I'm not gonna lie, it was like really entertaining. But he has to go, dude. I'm getting annoyed of this shit. Like it's just exhausting. I also really want to see people who like some comedians have made the entire career off of like dissing the president, and I want to see what the fuck they're gonna talk about when Donald Trump leaves office. Maybe comedy can be original again, you know? Maybe people on Twitter can stop complaining so fucking much because Donald Trump is out of office. That would be a nice back, you know, a nice side benefit. Because liberals are fucking annoying too, and maybe they'll shut the fuck up if their guy is the president. That would be amazing. God, I hate liberals. I think tonight is, like, the only night where, like, Twitter isn't driving me crazy. Because usually with all the cancel culture bullshit and all that PC garbage, I can't stand it. But, yeah, let's just, you know, agree that, you know, this dude had 4 years and, if he's a two-term president, like the presidency just completely loses legitimacy. I think irreparable damage has already been done to like what the office means. Being president of the United States. Like if you have someone like Donald Trump in office, like someone that ridiculous of a person, it's just not the same. Like what little kid looks at, like, what little kid with promise or what young person with promise is going to look at that office and be like, that's what I want to do after Trump's been in there? Like a high school student or whatever? You know? If you're, like, going to college or high school during the fucking Trump presidency, it's like, yeah, maybe you wanted to be president, but now you just want to, you know, work at Geico or some shit because you're like, oh, I don't... Working at Geico seems a little bit more dignified than the office of the president. I mean, yeah, I'm being very clear with who I want to win right now. Which, you know, if you disagree with me, who gives a shit? I don't care. I'm not going to be like, you're a terrible person. What does annoy me, though, that there's a lot of fucking... Like, all the comics who say like, I'm not PC at all, man. I don't give a fuck about upsetting the liberal media. It's annoying because they, you know, it's election time and they won't say anything about politics. Like, they're too afraid to touch it. All the comics who are like, just their brand is, dude, I say the wrong thing at all times. I mean, they're afraid, a lot of them are liberal, but they're afraid to alienate, you know, their Trump supporting audience. It's like, if you really didn't give a fuck, you just go out and say like, yeah, you know, I like Biden. If you don't, that's fine. But I like him. And a lot of people aren't willing to say that shit. So, basically, like, my respect for a lot of comics is just none. I feel like if you're someone who conceptualizes their positioning, right? Like, there's an overly conceptualized understanding of this is my market, this is my target, and I have to say things that caters to that like target demographic, then I can't stand you just because everything you do isn't authentic. It's just based on like what's going to bring you the most success, and that's never fun to listen to, you know? So yeah. So that's where we are. That's where my thoughts are, man. I God, I'm hoping this shit just ends tomorrow and Biden wins and we can just fucking move on from this shit. Biden is like, dude, I think like, here's the thing, man. 12 years ago, I think he would have been a great candidate. Like, if you saw that debate where he was, you know, he was running with Obama, that debate with Sarah Palin, he nailed it. Because Sarah Palin was obviously a fucking idiot. And when it came to debate time with Palin, there was a dilemma of like, okay, you want to make sure you win the debate, but you also don't want to seem like a fucking asshole talking down to this idiot. And Biden was able to play the center so well. Like, he was able to be stern and be clearly show that he was superior in his understanding of, you know, the economy and healthcare and foreign policy and everything, you know, all the issues. But at the same time, he wasn't condescending to Sarah Palin at all. He was sharp with his answers. And he's a centrist. You know, I don't think Biden is a polarizing figure. I think he truly wants to bring the country together. The only issue is like, and the reason why no one was crazy about him this go around was because he's fucking old. He's too old, dude. Like, everyone's just worried about like how long, like when he gave his speech at 12 a.m. yesterday or at night, you know, I think it was like 1 in the morning or 12 a.m. I was just wondering like, dude, how many 5-hour energies did he have to chug before going out there? Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he filled an empty Gatorade bottle full of 5-hour energy and just shotgunned it like a beer. He's too old, dude. And so, like, Kamala's probably going to be president. Because, you know, Biden just doesn't look well. And Kamala's just someone who I'm not crazy about. Right? All the things she did with, like, being a prosecutor, putting people in jail for minor drug offenses, and just her demeanor. It's like, I don't think Kamala is, like, the mild figure that we need as the head of state. I think she's a very polarizing person. And polarizing at times is good, but right now, no. Right now, I think this country needs someone who just take a break. You know, take a break from all the fucking tension a little bit. And then, you know, maybe in another 4 years, go back at it. Get Bernie in there and, you know, mix it up. Get Andrew Yang in there and mix it up. Andrew Yang is actually like the least polarizing figure ever. I think he had more Trump supporters wanting to vote for him than any other Democratic candidate. But yeah, I also like how media outlets should keep referring to Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania as the blue wall. It's like, dude, all three went red in 2016, and it's like borderline right now. It's not a fucking wall. It's barely a fence. Blue wall. Yeah, right, dude. Blue wall my fucking ass. I mean, you got to be worried about, like, you know, Democratic strongholds in the future. Like, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, they're supposed to be go-tos for Democrats, man. They're supposed to be go-tos. And, you know, they might flip, but maybe Georgia in the next election will flip to blue. But it's just troubling that, like, you can't even... You call it the blue wall and, like, your fucking wall... Your fucking wall is breaking down. I don't know. Just seeing like a map of the electoral, like how many people just voted. Like the biggest gaps, like the states that were like super pro Trump, like Wyoming. It's like who needs you? What do you add? What do you add, dude? What do you add, Wyoming? We got enough corn from North Dakota, okay? We don't need that much more corn, I think. I think North Dakota's got it. You know what's, you know, a common narrative, too, is a lot of people are saying, like, how people are voting for Trump just because, like, and this is like a narrative I've heard in the news a lot, is like there's a divide. And this is a true thing. There's a divide between urban and rural areas. Within each state, it's like the ones that cut it close, even the ones that don't cut it close, it's like you can clearly see. It's not like the whole state is blue. It's like the whole state is red in rural areas and blue anytime there's a city around. And there's a tension in between the urban and rural areas. And a lot of rural areas are voting red because they don't like how they're treated by urban areas. Like the way that the urban areas talk down to the rural areas and look down at their culture and refer to their culture in derogatory terms, it encourages them to vote red, which is, you know, I think that's a true narrative. And I have to say that that is like the bitchiest thing ever, because it's oftentimes those people who will complain about PC culture and complain how like people are too sensitive and young people are too sensitive. And yet you're fucking sensitive about, you know, how you're treated by people who live in cities. It's like, fucking sack up. The area you live in does kind of suck. Just admit it. It does. And even though, you know, liberal elitism is annoying as hell, the fact that you're just voting the other way to be spiteful is like the bitchiest move ever. It's like, grow some fucking balls, you know? Take it on the chin and like, just vote the way you'd want to vote. So yeah, it's annoying, man. People who like accuse other groups of being sensitive are oftentimes the most sensitive. I got into this debate with this white comic like right before quarantine, and he was saying how like white audiences are like the most, like the least sensitive, which is just not true. Like, I've gone up to like white audiences and made fun of white people, and I see a lot of them glaring at me. Some will laugh and then some will glare at me. There's tension there, dude. Whereas like I've seen so many crowds of like, you know, there'll be Asian people in audiences, and there's so people, comics make Asian jokes so much just because Asians aren't considered, to white people, Asians aren't considered oppressed because, you know, white people only understand that black people are oppressed. And they don't even understand that fully, but they kind of treat Asians as fair game. Like, Asians lie in that category where, like, you're still punching down, so it's still, like, kind of bad to say, but at the same time, it's not that bad because they don't consider Asians that oppressed. And people, comics make Asian jokes all the time, and fucking, you know, Asians have to laugh. There's no choice. Everyone else is laughing. What do you gotta do? You fucking get upset. But white people, you know, they have the whole crowd behind them. You can make a white joke. Like, white people suck, right? And yeah, sure, crowds in the city are more liberal. But, you know, as comics, we go out to bumfuck nowhere a lot. So the fact that, and we're still doing the same material as minorities. We're still making fun of white people in, like, rural Connecticut. Or go to Pennsylvania, rural Pennsylvania, and make those white jokes. And it has to be so good where they don't get sensitive. So, I don't know. I just think there's so many hypocritical aspects between, like, rural and urban, that dynamic, and then, like, white and minorities. But, yeah, I mean, this was, like, the least funny podcast ever. I think, you know, when a winner's chosen, I'm going to react to that. And then, yeah, I think I'm done covering the news, dude. Like, and first of all, I'm not doing intro music ever again because the editing is, I don't feel like doing that anymore. And it's not, doesn't add that much value. But I'm done covering the news after this. I'm going to react to, you know, whoever wins. And then I'm going to go back to just ranting about, you know, my anus. Because it's more fun. The news is fucking depressing. And I just enjoy it more. So yeah. I hope you guys, you know, stay calm through all this. And yeah, I will see you guys on the other side.